friends, and welcome to Jax Facts, the only podcast designed specifically for our Jax State students. The host and guest of each episode is based on the topic being discussed. I am your host for this episode, Madison Willingham, the Senior Admissions Counselor here at Jax State. And with us today to help cover the topic of all the things of housing is our very own Senior Director of Housing Operations and Residence Life, Mrs. Brooke Lyon.
Hey, how are you?
So good. Thank you for joining us today.
Of course. Happy to be here.
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to start us off with a fun question of what type of students have to live on campus?
So traditional first-year students have to live on campus unless they are from one of our exempted counties, which would be Calhoun, Cleburne, Cherokee, St. Clair, Etowah, and Talladega. And so those students may request an exemption. We have a process for students that may have other reasons that they are unable to live on campus, but those all go through the same process and are reviewed on a case-by-case basis. Otherwise, if you don't meet one of those exemption criteria, you are required to live on campus as a first-year freshman.
That is such great information for all of our listeners. So also, Brooke, for any of our listeners here that do want to live on campus when they're looking for that housing application, where can they locate this?
So there's two ways to get to the application. You can access it directly from our website by clicking on the THD self-service link, or you can go through MyJax State. And then there's a housing self-service card. It has a little red house on it, so it's real cute. It's easy to find. Either way, it will take you directly to THD self-service. In the left navigation, there will be forms and applications, and that's where the housing application and exemption requests are found.
That is such knowledgeable information. Definitely take some notes, listeners. You're going to want to know where to find those important information and the forms, the applications, all the things. So a hot question that I've personally been getting here recently is what are the housing options that we currently have on campus for those first-year freshmen?
Sure. So this fall 24, we opened our brand new residence hall, North Village Residence Hall, which is for males and females. These are two-bedroom, four-person suites. So each room has two students in it, two bathrooms, and then you can pick your roommates and whatnot through that option. And then we have Crow and Dixon, which are traditional male halls, meaning two to a room with a community-style bathroom. We also have Curtis and Fitzpatrick for females, again, two to a room with community-style bathrooms.
That's awesome, Brooke. I know myself, I love having options and being able to really pick and navigate what direction I want to go in. So just for my listeners listening, you may hear the term THD, self-service banner, a good bit with housing. This is our housing portal, and that simply, like Brooke said earlier, is where you really can apply for housing, submit that exemption form, or even match with your roommates and finally select your housing assignment. So Brooke, now we are truthfully in the season of picking where you're going to live, how would a student be able to match roommate-wise?
So we have a roommate matching process on our website. There's a couple different ways they can do this. Through THD self-service, they can use the questions that they answered on their application. So for example, if they're looking for a non-smoking, a quiet student who likes a cool room and maybe likes country music, then they can enter in those answers on the questionnaire and it will pull up all available students in our system that have submitted an application, and they can send them a message or add them as a roommate. If you know somebody from home, you can search by first and last name and add them directly. But then we also have what's called RoomSync, and it's a third-party vendor that we work with. And honestly, it kind of works like Tinder. It's an app that you create a profile and you swipe right or left depending on if it's a match. So a lot of our students utilize RoomSync to find roommates as well. But once you match in RoomSync, you do have to match in our system and request them as well in THD to be a confirmed match.
That's awesome, Brooke. So truthfully, you can find your roommates anywhere, whether it's somebody from home, maybe somebody you met here on campus at an event. So definitely want to take down those notes so you know how, so you can make sure and match with them. Now, Brooke, I've talked about housing selection dates and times a little bit. Can you give us some more information on that and really what that process kind of looks like for that student?
Sure. So the housing selection process for first-year students is going to open on Monday, April 7th. Students who applied by April 1st should have already you receive their room selection time, it's visible on THD Self-Service under Messages. So when your selection date and time comes, you'll be able to click on Room Selection. There's two ways to get to it as well. It's on the home page under the dashboard. It says Room Selection. So when the process is open, it will show there and it will say Select a Room. From there, you'll be able to click on the drop-down menu and choose a specific hall, and then it will show all available rooms at that point. So then you will be able to pick a specific room, and if you have a roommate request, you can assign the other person to the space at that time as well.
Wow, that's amazing. I love how the housing allows you to actually take autonomy and pick not only your residence hall, but actually your specific room in the residence hall. From there, the housing office is amazing and they will keep you informed, especially with the important FAQs on what to bring for your residence hall, move-in dates, all of those processes. So all my listeners, be sure to keep checking your student gym email account. That is your Outlook student email. And that is going to be your main communication platform where you're going to get all the important housing information and updates that you will want to keep note of. Now that does it for this episode of Jack's Facts. Thank you so much for coming on and helping us answer these questions, Brooke, and we will see you all later.